You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. We know what's trending. We can share it with you. We already talked about the hurricane. It's just slammed into Cuba. It might be hitting Florida. So there's that going on. But much farther away, 7 million miles to be exact, a NASA spacecraft named DART, which stands, by the way, for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, slammed into an asteroid named Dimorphos at about 14,000 miles per hour. Bam! And this was done on purpose. It wasn't an accident.
Yeah, this is neat. This is neat stuff.
Scientists are describing this as a sort of dress rehearsal for the day an asteroid actually threatens to slam into us.
Yeah.
You know, when we all watched Armageddon, that movie with Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole idea was to go up and put a nuclear weapon on there, but scientists say that's a bad idea because then it breaks up a whole bunch of little fragments that'll slam into us. So we don't want to do the thing they did in Armageddon. But if
we just want to bump it. Bump it. You know, you're at the club. Bump it. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
If you can get it far enough away from the Earth, all it takes is a minute little adjustment in its course, and then it'll miss us.
And it's going a different direction. Now they're going to analyze this, right, to see if it actually worked.
They say it might take a month or two before we're able to ascertain how much this particular asteroid, which is about like 500 feet across, how much it was deflected. So we'll know in a couple of months.
I like seeing all the little pictures because this thing was going snap, 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 snap as it was going into it. And you see all the little rocks and stuff on the asteroid. It's really cool to see something that far out in space.
It's cool video.
Up close. If you're on a regular computer, I haven't tried this on my phone. If you go to Google and Google double asteroid redirection test, there's a little Easter egg that pops up. It's a little satellite thing that flies across your screen and hits the screen and turns your Google page sideways. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's great.
If you're really bored this morning. I haven't tried it on my phone, but I tried it on my desktop computer here and it works. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. Check it out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
Welcome.
Oh, what else is going on? This is going to be a bigger segment on our show, but let's at least mention that there was some research that was put out asking people how many major wrong decisions they've made in their life. Now, to me, we need to define what both of those terms mean, major and wrong. Like, how big of a decision before it's a major decision? I guess like,
it's like a move,
somebody.
Marriage, my move.
Career move.
Children.
Right.
Any of that. A crime that you committed.
Yeah, the average American says they've made 4 wrong major decisions in their life. A third of people say they've made more. I think I'm in that third. I know I've made more than 4 major wrong decisions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot to live with.
And a lot of people say you automatically have regrets. I don't have regrets for
you
them.
Learn from it. It's a learning experience.
I'm able to acknowledge without going through my life worried about it. I'm like, that was a major wrong mistake, but it's in the past. Nothing I can do about it now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that tomorrow. What else is going on? 4 sisters from the great state of Wisconsin just broke a world record for the highest combined age of 4 living siblings. The youngest is 93. The oldest is 101 years old. Add them all up, it comes to 389 years.
Look at that. Dang.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of living.
The only sports story that I'll... This isn't even so much a sports story. It's like a sports question. There's a couple of things going. Nobody in Denver's really paying that much attention to baseball right now, I don't think, because the Rockies are miserable. But there's a couple of things that are happening with home runs. Like Aaron Judge, he plays for the Yankees, is on the cusp of setting a record, you know, or at least beating Roger Maris's American League record of 61 home runs in a season. He's hit 60. And Albert Pujols, we just talked about this yesterday, hit his 700th career home run the other day. So the question that's going around is, if you're out in the stands and you catch one of these landmark record-setting home run balls, do you do the right thing, according to some people, and give it to the player, or do you keep it in order to sell it And here's why this is coming up. There was a 20-year-old who caught Aaron Judge's 60th home run and just gave it back to the player.
Okay.
And he got some cool autographed stuff, you know, like he got an autographed bat and, you know, the Yankees, I'm sure, took care of him with, like, tickets to a game or something. But some experts are saying he could have sold that ball for $100,000. He chose to give it back to Aaron Judge. The fan
he
who
chose
caught,
poorly.
Right. Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Right? The fan who caught Albert Pujols' 700th home run kept that ball.
Yeah.
Because that person thinks they can sell it. So
absolutely.
Which one is right? To do the thing where the player gets to have the ball,
nah.
Or to just sell it. Profit off of it?
Sell it back to the player. There. It's a win-win. you got to sell it. But
they
then you got to prove it, I guess, that it's the ball.
They say if Aaron Judge gets 2 more home runs this year, and he's got like 8 or 9 games to do it, some experts think that ball could be worth well over $1 million, which is nutty to begin with.
That is nutty, isn't it? Man. Sell
right,
that bad
free
boy.
To think about. Would you be the person who gives the ball back, or would you sell it at auction?
I'm selling it, man.
Don't know.
All day
all
long.
Right, what else?
Halloween is trending, of course, because my God, look at the calendar. What is it? 4 days away, October, and then Halloween's 34 days away. So, of course, all the lists are trickling out this time of year on, you know, costume ideas. A lot of pop culture costume ideas coming out this morning, like Eddie Munson from Stranger Things, if you're familiar with that guy with the long hair and the Hellfire Club shirt.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Eddie Munster.
No, different. Like, Munson.
Like,
Munson.
Is that trending?
Rooster from Top Gun Maverick. That's Miles Teller's character. He's been the heartthrob all summer long. With the little mustache and the aviator glasses. I can see that being a big one this year. Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson for some reason. And, of course, the Sanderson sisters because Hocus Pocus 2 is going to be coming out.
All right.
And there's a bunch of other ones. I'm going to post that list on our Facebook page if you're kind of just stumped for costume ideas like me right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know we've got the little neighborhood Halloween party, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing this year.
I think I might this year go as an astronaut.
Hey, how unique. There's also a story out this morning about Halloween candy. It says close to 1 in 5 Americans are planning on buying Halloween candy or already have, which is the camp that I fall into. Nick Nat came home the other day from Target with a giant bag of Halloween candy, and I am under strict, strict rules not to open it and not to eat it because I've been known to get in there and eat all the Twix bars.
I suppose on your way home today, you could just stop and get your own bag. What is it?
I really could, but,
bucks,
you know, I don't hate my body that much. You know, but, you know, after dinner, you kind of have a hankering for something sweet. I've been known to tear open the corner of that bag and grab me a Kit Kat or something. But she said, do not touch these because she said, I know why, because if I crack it open, then that kind of gives her the green light to get in there,
right.
Too. And she doesn't want to do that.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Can't she hide it?
From me? Yeah.
From anybody. From everybody. Can she just
hide it? Yeah, she can hide it. It's up in one of the really tall cupboards in the kitchen, in the very top in the back, so.
Nicole, I know you're listening right now. Just go get it and hide it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Go bury it in the backyard, honey. Go put it in the shed or something. What else is going on? Rumors of Brad Pitt dating supermodel. Let me try to pronounce this. Emily Ratajkowski. Eh?
Is that right?
Right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Here's the big deal. Brad is 58. She is 31. So there's a 27-year age gap. This story's funny. Says that's an entire Dua Lipa in between them.
That's a funny line.
It is a funny line, isn't it? Yeah, who cares? But if you look at those two, the most beautiful couple on the planet. My God. Just two really, really gorgeous.
Oh my God,
there.
I hope this story is true.
I hope it works out for him. I know, right? Crazy.
Crazy kids.
Anyone remember the Barbie Girl song that was like 25 years old now? You know it when you hear it. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Rumor has it is not going to be in the new Barbie movie. They just say it's too much cheese. It's cheese on cheese is the quote from the Aqua lead singer, the band member, that the lead singer for that band. They said it's just cheese on cheese, so that song will not be in the upcoming Barbie movie. Just so you know. Some headlines. A woman just earned a Guinness World Record by eating 4.26 ounces of chicken feet in 60 seconds.
Chicken feet?
Chicken feet, Dom. Yum, 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 yum. On the heels of that story, vegetarians may be more depressed than meat eaters, is the headline. Dig a little deeper if you're interested in that. And then here's the latest craze on TikTok and Instagram right now. It's called the butterboard. Now, you take the same board that you'd make one of those charcuterie boards with, and you spread butter on it, like softened butter on the board, and then you add flavors to it, different herbs, salts, maybe some honey, some lemon zest, things like that, and you spread the different types of butter on the board, and then you put a bowl of bread next to it, and you just break off the pieces of bread, and you run it through the flavored butter,
it's
and you
dip.
Eat it. It's like a butter dip. But they're calling it the butterboard, and I guess this is a big thing now at parties and little get-togethers, maybe this year for Halloween. I kind of like it.
I love the idea.
I love butter and bread.
I'm a butter bread freak. It's one of my, it's like one of my kryptonite substances. I cannot like resist it.
I know. This sounds great, then. This is right up your alley.
This is a pretty good idea.
Butter with herbs and spices all day long, man. All day long.
All the rest of your life around your middle.
Right. I do want to give you this story really quick. I know we're short on time, but this kind of vindicates my position on having dogs in bed with you.
Yeah.
I was going off about this yesterday, actually. There's this woman in the UK named Amanda. She's just spent 3 days in the hospital because she was really sleepy and decided to take a little nap with her little pet chihuahua named Belle or Bella. The dog, I guess, in the middle of the nap had explosive diarrhea and it went right into Amanda's mouth.
God's sakes.
The dog essentially pooped all over her face. The dog had some sort of intestinal distress, probably Giardia or something. Anyway, it made Amanda sick, too. She spent like 2 or 3 days in the hospital because she got whatever the dog had. I guess they're both doing fine now, but
let me ask
nobody wants to wake up with poo-poo in your mouth.
Here's my question. Why did she post photos of it?
There's photos, you guys.
The
There's
photos.
Photos.
Is it just to be viral?
Well, hey, we're talking about her little chihuahua.
Yes, but...
Although it should have probably been a shih tzu, if you know what I'm saying. Jokes. Dog jokes. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Get that taste out of my mouth here. Go to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out a picture I posted real quick. It's a woman who used an innovative technique to send her resume to Nike to try to get a job. She printed out her resume on a cake and sent the cake into the HR department at Nike. And the picture
brilliant.
Of it's gone viral. It's such a great idea.
That's brilliant.
It's really neat. So check out the cake on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.